has pays off. I was into the bookie for $1,000 when I made another bet. He gave me 14 points and I took Tampa Bay against the Packers. I thought it was a good bet. It was until Green Bay intercepted the ball with a minute to go, then kicked a fucking field goal. I got screwed. Final score, Packers 30, Buccaneers 14. Talk about dumb luck. That night, the bookie came by. He came then because he knew I'd be alone. He knew my husband worked nights. It was a good time for him to collect, considering I never told my husband about my gambling habit. The only thing was, I didn't have the money to pay him. I thought for sure I was going to win. I never thought it would come down to this. It was just past 10 when the limo pulled up to my house. I was expecting Gino, so I was watching out the front window. Win or lose, Gino always showed up right after a big game. He liked to settle fast.
Hey, this way I don't have to think too long. It's over, it's done.
In my case, it wasn't over. It was only beginning. Knowing Gino as I did, I already knew what the big thug would want if I couldn't give him the cash. Gino liked women. He was a good-looking guy who had no problem getting all the